You're listening to Lyrics Undercover, Case 102, Beds Are Burning by Midnight Oil. Coverville Media and the Denver Post proudly present Lyrics Undercover, taking you behind the lyrics of well-known songs to uncover the real stories behind them. I'm your host, Brian Ibbett. Thanks for listening. On today's Lyrics Undercover, we'll explore the unfortunate history of Australian Aboriginal people as it was brought to light by the 1987 Midnight Oil hit, Beds Are Burning. In 1971, the band formed under the name Farm. Drummer Rob Hurst, bassist Andrew James, and guitarist Jim Mogany and Martin Rotzi were joined in 1975 by distinctive frontman Peter Garrett, a nearly 7-foot-tall law student with a shaven head and strong political views. When Midnight Oil failed to land a recording contract, they formed their own record company, Powderworks. Their first album, Midnight Oil, was issued in 1978. Meanwhile, the band focused their attention and their music around politics. Their 1979 album, Head Injuries, included a single that went gold in Australia. Shortly thereafter, bassist Peter Gifford replaced Andrew James. Their 1981 album Place Without a Postcard brought them platinum success in Australia and a deal with the American record company Columbia. Another album, 10987654321, did very well at home, as did 1984's Red Sails in the Sunset. Peter Garrett did not confine his politics to music. He ran for the Senate, and he and the rest of the band participated in Artists United Against Apartheid, after which they toured with the Wurrumpi Band, an Aboriginal group. Peter Garrett was moved to write the song Beds Are Burning for Midnight Oil's 1987 album Diesel and Dust.
Out where the river broke, the bloodwood and the desert oak, holding wrecks and boiling diesels, steam at 45 degrees.
The time has come to say fair's fair, to pay the rent, to pay our share.
The first verse begins the song with stark images: the bloodwood, a tree that manages to thrive in the dusty outback, the wrecks of old Holden cars and overheated diesel trucks, and the 45-degree heat. Americans, bear in mind that equals 113 degrees Fahrenheit. The Australian government in the 19th and 20th centuries removed Aboriginal people into designated settlement areas, disrupting their traditional ways of life as they wanted the land for their own pursuits. Aboriginal children were taken forcibly from their parents and sent to white schools.
The time has come. A fact's a fact. It belongs to them. Let's give it back. How can we dance when our earth is turning? How do we sleep while our beds are burning? How can we dance when our earth is turning? How do we sleep while our beds are burning? The time has come to say fair's fair, to pay the rent now, to pay our share.
Two places are mentioned in the second verse. Kintore, deep in the western desert, was founded by Pintupi people who rejected the government's homeland closer to white civilization and moved back to their ancestral land in the 1980s. And Beds Are Burning urges white Australia, it belongs to them, let's give it back. Tiny Kintore is the center of the western desert native art movement. Yuendumu, a town established in the mid-20th century by the government, is also a thriving center of Aboriginal art. The 6-hour drive between Kintore and Yuendumu is best attempted in a 4-wheel drive vehicle since the gravel road is in bad shape, particularly during the rainy season.
Four wheels scare the cockatoo.
from Kentar East to Yondabu. The western desert lives and breathes in 45 degrees.
The time has come to say face fair, to pay the rent, to pay our share.
After the success of Diesel and Dust and another change of bass players to Dwayne Bones Hillman, Midnight Oil released a new album, Blue Sky Mining, and protested the Alaskan oil spill outside of the New York offices of Exxon. They followed it up with several more albums, one of which was available only in Australia. Peter Garrett left the band amicably in 2002 and went on to win a seat in Parliament. His political views have become far less radical, and he has been accused of selling out to attain his current position, Minister for Environment, Heritage, and Arts. Other members of Midnight Oil continue to work together under different names. The band has reunited occasionally, including appearances at the 2000 Sydney Olympics and at a benefit for tsunami victims in 2004. In 2008, the Australian government finally apologized for its policy of removing Aborigine children from their families and for its longtime mistreatment of Australia's native population. That's going to do it for this edition of Lyrics Undercover. The show is written by Diane Cook, hosted by me, Brian Ibbett, and sponsored by the Denver Post. Check them out at denverpost.com. If you have a suggestion for a show, send it to lyricsundercover@gmail.com. For Coverville Media, this is Brian Ibbett. Thanks again for listening.